He shouted aloud, and Ron and Hermione both jumped away from him in alarm. "The voice," said Harry, looking over his shoulder. "I just heard it again. Didn't you?" Ron shook his head, wide-eyed. Hermione, however, clapped her hand to her forehead. "Harry, I think I've just understood something. I've got to go to the library." And she sprinted away up the stairs. "What does she understand?" said Harry distractedly, still looking around, trying to tell where the voice had come from.
"Loads more than I do," said Ron, shaking his head.
"But why's she got to go to the library?"
"Because that's what Hermione does," said Ron, shrugging. "When in doubt, go to the library."
Harry stood irresolute, trying to catch the voice again.
But people were now emerging from the great hall behind him, talking loudly, exiting through the front doors on their way to the Quidditch pitch.
"You'd better get moving," said Ron. "It's nearly 11. The match!"
Harry raced up to Gryffindor Tower, collected his Nimbus 2000, and joined the large crowd swarming across the grounds. But his mind was still in the castle, along with the bodiless voice, and as he pulled on his scarlet robes in the changing room, his only comfort was that everyone was now outside to watch the game. The teams walked onto the pitch to tumultuous applause. Oliver Wood took off for a warm-up flight around the goalposts. Madam Hooch released the balls.